just want to give an opportunity once again for you to respond to the word. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with the Lord. Have you been following godly counsel? If you look inside of your life, if you look back at 2017, look at the areas of regret. Look at the areas of barrenness inside of your life. And ask yourself, who has been speaking words into that area of your life? Who has been planting seed in that aspect of your life? And you will understand why the scripture is so true when it says, whatsoever a man sows, that shall be. But if you look at those areas of your life where there's fruitfulness, where there's growth, where there's vision, where there's purpose, with this overcoming,
amen.
It was the word,
amen.
That was spoken into your hearts.
Yes.
And you gave heed and you gave preeminence to the word. If there's anybody here this evening who wants to repent before the Lord, to say, Lord, I'm very sorry. Now I see my fault. Now I see my mistake. Lord, you've granted me grace. You've shown me a great key going into the new year.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't have to repeat those mistakes. I don't have to do that again. You want to raise your hand to the Lord to say, Lord, I'm so sorry, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I was sincere, but Lord, I was sincere,
Hallelujah.
Lord. But Lord, you've shown me a way to open a channel to you, that Father, you can speak into my circumstances. Father, I bring this word once again unto thee,
yes.
And Father, each of us will look back inside of our lives for this year. And Father, we see those areas. We see where the enemy is trying to besiege us, Lord. He's trying to hold us back from the full potential of what you put inside of us. And Father, we see and we know that, Father, Lord, sometimes the prophet says, it's not the big things that we do, but it's the little things that we leave undone. A little fox that spoils the vine. Father, now we come unto thee upon this evening, Lord, to repent of that before you, to submit ourselves before you, and to thank you for your grace. And to say, Lord, lead us in your hands. Lead us and guide us, Lord. Father, under such a word that you've given unto us in this age, Lord, be it unto us according to your word. Father, I pray, Lord, that the word, even as you've sent it forth, would break fetters and break chains.
Amen.
Father, that a light would spring up, Lord, in darkness. Father, where there'd be hope coming into certain situations and circumstances, that people would recognize and see, Father, your grace and your goodness, and approach you the right way. Father, may you bless your people. Bless Brother Wilmore for the word.
Amen.
Bless Brother Max Jr. Bless Brother Ellie, Brother Max, we thank you, Father, for this night. May you continue to be with us.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Saints, I was to have on the agenda there, Brother Joe. Maybe see that, saints. Okay, let's finish up those ones there in this session. Let's sing one congregational song, and let's continue until midnight with items, testimonies, and the Lord bless the people who live. Let's sing that song. And then who's to come first after that?
The sister Levanza.
Sister Levanza is going to come. Let's stand, sorry, and sing the song, sorry, to make you rise and stand. It's pretty good. It keeps you awake.
Amen.
Let's sing that song. Excuse me.
Trust and obey.
May we walk in the Lord.
What a glory shares on our Jesus, you are God. Another problem is saying we bring on a church mission. We have to attend to some other things to mission. So
I
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
So sister, come please. Then we have another one, an unusual one after that. You'll see it.
Our 3-year renewal for the STEM 4.
Yeah.
It's the testimony that it was our STEM 4 expired on the December 9th, and my dad, he got another solicitor to take care of our files and stuff. So they sent the things to the immigration, but a week went by and we had no news on what was going on and how far our process was for the renewal. So it was very difficult because it's like you're staying, you don't know if it will be renewed or not, especially for us above 18. And we were just praying and for God to intervene. So on the Thursday evening, my dad received an email from the solicitor saying that no, we need to appear in person at the immigration office. So I didn't tell at work that I'm going to be late, so I just sent a message to my manager saying I'm going to be late, but I didn't tell her why, because I was scared that maybe things won't work out and stuff, so I just told her I'll be late. So we went early in the morning, and when we got to the counter, the people told us that no, we work by appointments only. So my dad said, but I got an email from the immigration saying that I need to come in person, and they were asking, okay, show us the email. So my dad showed the email, and the guy got very frustrated and angry. And they said, no, we have people that have been waiting 2 months, so we can't do anything for you guys. But my dad said, like, I have to, you guys sent the email, so your colleague sent the email. And then he said, no, but our colleague shouldn't have done that. He said, okay, let me go and speak to the manager. So he went to get the manager, and she came down, and then she asked, okay, let me see the email, and my dad showed her, and she's like, no, we went by appointments, and she just went on and on, and said, we can't help you guys today. So my dad was just like, but please just do something. She's like, okay, let me go and check to see if we have you guys file. So she went for another hour. Even people that came, I remember there were two ladies that came and forgot their passport, and the guy told them that you need your passport. They even went back, they came back, and we were still there waiting, like they couldn't find our file. Then all of a sudden a man came down and asked for my dad, and he's like, oh, what is the problem? And then my dad explained, and he's like, okay, let me go and check. So he went again, another hour wait, nothing. So then he came down, and my dad called the solicitor and asked, like, what's going on? Did you send the files and stuff? He said, yes, I did. So we just waited, and one woman later went to the bathroom just to pray. I said, God, just may your will be done, because like I'm tired of sitting here, like, and people are just going in, coming out, you know, with smiles on their faces. So like, and you're just sitting there, like, you don't know what's going on. So he finally came again, and he called my dad. He came back with our passport and everything, and then he's like, okay, he asked my dad to sign a few papers, and then he said, okay, I'm going to give you guys a number. And he gave us like numbers which was 80 and onwards, and which meant that we were going to be served probably around 4 p.m. later on, because people were already waiting since the morning. So he told us, no, come with me. So he took us to inside the office, in the hall. And he just assigned us to people at the counter without even waiting for our numbers. So he just put each one of us at the counter. And even the people at the counter were very surprised and frustrated as well, because we just cut the queue and not even waiting it to be called. So they served us. Even for them to serve us and all, everything was just, it was just hard. Then once it was done, we went to sit down. Usually they will call your name and your nationality to once they put the stamp and everything. But then the same lady that came, who was telling my dad that we only worked by appointments, she was the one who came and handed us our passport to wait for our name to be called. So we just thank God because they granted us 3 years.
Amen.
And apply for this Irish citizenship. So just
thank
God.
Amen.
Thank my dad as well, who's like, yes, everything that was done for our family to be here.
Amen.
Yeah.
bucket. Yeah. Sorry, that was my glasses. Eh? Okay, so. We see one show now. Bravo, you can come join us. Sister Atina Musha Pano Panika. Come. Where is Sister? Sister Gojo, where? Wait for Sister Gojo, please. There, there, there. Whoever can understand. Where? Sister Doc? We need a doctor. Please come. Sister, please come. No time to waste. Right, hey, boys. Yeah, no more. You come for the Scott family.
Shona song.
Okay, you can just explain.
Here we have no continuing seat.
Amen.
Amen.
The blessing, I appreciate it. I'm not going to take much time because I think
testimony. The bishop of the Lord stands up in this year. To me, we're coming to the car down and say, to me, it's been a good
year. Amen.
Amen. I really appreciate it. You always have your regrets. I wish you could have done more. You know, sometimes you miss the mark and all things, but to me, in my soul, I really am thankful for this.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Having friends like you, that's been a blessing to me. To work together with men of God, women of God, for the saints who made this year such a blessing. It's been a great blessing.
Amen.
It's been a great, great blessing. Let's just read one scripture. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. When Brother Eli was preaching, he was preaching from the message from that time. And that's why I will continue on. I skip a little bit because Brother Eli did take some of my message. It was exactly the same message. But I just want to take a simple thought, maybe in an evangelistic way, or maybe just for us to consider at the turning of the year, to ask the question, but why do our resolutions fail? I already hit it from the message a little bit, but to really think, why is it at New Year, when everybody's making their resolutions now, why is it that our resolutions fail? And how can we succeed in this year? The Prophet will give us just a few scriptures here. So we're just putting my technology right. Let's read from Matthew chapter 4. Let's just read verse 12. Sorry, verse 17. The Bible says, from that time, Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Amen.
This is our most blessing. Father, we do realize people are tired now. It's been a blessed time. Won't you help us to dismiss just with a thought that you can take on our way.
Father,
like them on the way to Emmaus. But as we take our journey, Lord, may your word burn with
us.
We thank you for all that we've heard. Father, such a blessing. Lord, we thank you for the songs that have been sung.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for the battles that you fought on behalf of your children. We thank you for the counsel that you've given us even upon this night.
Amen.
Now, Father, as we just take what your prophet said as a new year, just, Father, to consider this for a brief time.
Yes,
won't
sir.
You revive us and quicken us?
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Help us to worship you before you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You'll be seated. That's it. Brother Eddie was ringing the bell before. I was remembering being in Vilnius for the, in Lithuania for the anniversary meeting. I think that's what Brother Bob is maybe. I don't know what's good, but there's one brother from Siberia. He came, Brother Victor, a very nice brother. He came to preach. And it took so much over his allotted time. I think I've told the same before. That in the end, I saw somebody coming, one of the deacons came to the pulpit, put a little piece of paper, and Brother Victor took it while he's preaching. He read it and says, I've been given a red card by the pastor. Because with preaching, it's easy to, there's so many things you'd like to say. But I just want to take a very simple thought, and the prophet preaches this in this message from that time. And he's speaking here about always at the turning of the year. There's something about us as human beings, that when there's a change of year, a change of date, remember when we came to the year 2000 and everyone thought it's going to be the end of the world because the calendar changes. There's something inside of us that always at those kind of times, you know, people start to think deeply, more deeply maybe than at other times.
Yeah.
And at certain times, like the changing of a year, people do look back. And many times with regret. And you start to say to yourself, no, this year is going to be different. I'm not going to make the mistakes that I made last year. And he starts speaking about that. And he says, you know, he says, practically all of us here tonight, I suppose, could call to remembrance certain things that took place at certain times.
Mm-hmm.
And from that time, something changed.
Mm-hmm.
So the prophet, he starts speaking about that. If you look back inside of your life in this year, or you look back in your life ever since you became a believer, Brother Wu was speaking about it. There's certain things that took place at certain times that brought a change.
Yeah.
You know, and when you look at your circumstances now, the circumstances you're in are the result of that change.
Yeah.
You know, something took place, something happened inside of your life. And he starts speaking about the potential of using the opportunity, the potential of using the moment.
Yeah.
The prophet says, such and such a thing maybe happened at that time. And from that time on, things were different. Yeah?
Yeah.
And he says, and it's good to think of these things if we can.
Yeah.
Now, there's nothing worse than in life that you just keep blundering on.
Yeah.
You know, they say, what is the definition of foolishness? of insanity, keeping on doing the same thing and expecting a different result. You know, that's never going to happen. But when you find you're getting the wrong results, like Brother Will was saying there about counsel, you've got to examine how you keep getting yourself into that certain place.
Amen.
The prophet says, for example, if a woman of ill fame, she says, there was a time I was a good, righteous, moral girl. And I was thinking of some of the young girls that we had even in our youth and so forth. They were good, young, moral, righteous girls.
Amen.
And then the prophet says, but on a certain night or a certain place, a certain thing happened. And since that time, she's been on the wrong road. Friend, it's always from that time.
Right.
There was always a certain decision that was made.
Yes.
There was always a certain something that you allowed to come in.
Yeah.
And that either leads you one way or the other.
That's right.
And many times at New Year, we start looking at those crossroads of life. Where we come to the crossroads where we need to make decisions. Remember the prophet spoke to Billy Paul when he wanted to make the wrong decision. And get out among the gamblers and get out among the drunkards. And he says, but Dad, I just want to go and experience the world for myself. And then the prophet says, Billy Paul, put out your arms.
Amen.
And his arms made a shadow, his body made a shadow of the cross. And the prophet says, you at the center there now. And there's two ways you can go. One way is going to lead you to life, one way is going to lead you to death. One way is going to lead you to heaven, and one way is going to lead you to hell. He says, and Billy, I'm worried you're going to make the wrong decision. But there was a difference. He says, but I claimed you under the
Torah. Amen.
He's going to bring you.
Amen.
And that's the blessing about it. Even if people make the wrong decisions, even if people make resolutions, the whole key to this is when God gets involved.
Amen.
He's the one that can always turn it around.
Amen.
And that's the blessing. When you look back, maybe regret for mistakes you made in this year. Our friend, God is the God of restoration.
Amen.
God is the God, like the brother was saying, of the second and third and fourth chance. Yes.
Amen.
But you've got to sense the season. You've got to realize that time. The prophet says, but she can remember from a certain time it happened when she took the wrong road. Then he speaks of a certain drunken man, and he says, went down into the city, I think it was in New York, and went to this place where the drunkards, they lie on the street. He says, and I went with a certain minister. I think that minister used to evangelize to these drunkards. And he says, the minister said, Billy, come, let's talk to some of these drunkards. He says, they were harmless people. They were just drunk, you know, out of their minds. And their whiskey bottles were lying next to them. And the prophet says, he came down and, you know, he says, this minister knew more about how to deal with these people than me. And he asked this one drunkard, who are you? And finally got him roused enough to say, who are you? How did you get yourself in this situation? And we came to find out, he pointed his finger to the bank that he used to be the president of. Friend, imagine that.
Amen.
Imagine a man going from such a privileged position and finding himself a bum, a drunk on the street. But it was because of it from that time.
That's right.
There was a certain something that came, and there was a certain acting the wrong way because of a certain disappointment. Maybe there was problems in the marriage, and maybe he took the counsel of the ungodly.
That's right.
And he allowed things to get worse than they had to get, and he allowed things to break up, and maybe he allowed his temperament to overcome him. And there was a little buzzer that was warning him inside of his heart to say, don't let it go so far.
Amen.
Don't push things as far as you're pushing them. But you just let it go too long. You just let it go too far. They say that in the human race between men and women, women always outlive men by 4 or 5 years on average. Why? Because a man is not willing to go to a doctor when he's got something wrong. Whereas a woman, she'll go and she'll get counsel. She'll go and take her trouble and they'll take it to the doctor's office and sit there and tell the doctor, you know, I'm feeling like this, I've got certain symptoms. But a man, he doesn't want to do that. No, a man will only end up going many times when it's too late.
Amen.
Friends, that's not the way you want to live life.
Amen.
You want to get God involved in the process as soon as you
can. Amen.
You in fact want him to be the beginning of the process.
That's right.
That's the way that you're going to get the blessing inside of life. And like they say, if you want the best things in life, let God do the choosing.
Amen.
Let him make the choices for you. But it's these wrong choices that we make.
Amen.
And then when you make the wrong choices and we sow the wrong seed, friend, it's guaranteed you're going to have a harvest.
Amen.
Because whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reap.
Amen.
Every seed will produce of its own kind.
Yes.
You know, if you've been sowing the wrong seeds, sowing seeds of criticism, sowing seeds of unbelief into your life in 2017, you may be reaping the harvest of that now. But it's never too late.
Amen.
It's never too late to turn around and start sowing the right things back into your life once again. And a turn of time, well, it gives us an opportunity to look, you know, at those things when the prophet then speaks about the liar. This is a man he knew that was such a notorious liar. And this man told so many lies that the prophet says to him, he says, I came to the man one day. He says, he told so many lies until he started believing them himself. And I said to him, what makes you do that? I want to ask you, these stories are too wild for people to believe. And he said, I remember telling the first one.
Wow, that's scary.
It's always from that time.
That's right.
But the first time it's not easy, my friend, especially you young people.
Amen.
When that boy wants to tempt you
into
immorality, it's not an easy thing at first. Because your conscience is strong. The red light is flashing. No, the godly upbringing that you've been given, it still has a hold inside of your life.
That's right.
I remember telling the young people, reading about, who's that singer? Katy Perry, I think it is, one of these big singers. And I really traced her life once, and I saw that her mother and father were ministers in the Pentecostal church. And she says, I grew up in the Pentecostal church. We used to go out with the youth leader, go out and stand in front of the rock concerts. She says, I remember once giving our tracts in front of a Grateful Dead concert. And then they allowed us to go, and the youth leader said, let me go and show you what this music's all about. She says, we'd stand and testify against those things. She says, and then I left home. And then I got among the wrong people. And she says, and all of a sudden, people started putting another influence in my life. And I started stripping off my inhibitions.
Wow.
My.
Now, the very defense that God had given her, there was a, from that time that things started to change.
Wow.
And then she says, and every year, I'm stripping off more and more of these inhibitions.
My.
And then one day, we were with the children waiting. We went to Domino's Pizza, waiting for them to make the pizza. Went into the little cafe next door. They sell magazines. There was a magazine. And right on the front, I took the photo of the cover. Here was Katy Perry having suicidal thoughts. The friends are worrying about her now because she's become suicidal. And I said, whatsoever a man sows,
shall
he reap. She thought, strip off these things, I'll have liberty, but where does it lead you to? And that's making the wrong decision.
Amen.
So the prophet speaks to this man about being a liar, and the man says, you know where it started? He says, it started when I went and took a silk cut cigarette. And I went and I smoked it behind the house, by the chimney behind the house.
Right.
He says, and then I took ground coffee and I chewed on the coffee to hide the smell of the cigarette so that my parents wouldn't know it. He says, and when I walked into the house, my mom called me and says, there's something funny, come, let me smell your breath. He says, and I went and I blew my mother's face. And she says, you've been eating coffee, there's something that you're hiding. You were either smoking or you were drinking.
Mm.
And then the young man says, I knew I should have told her the truth, but I told her a lie. And from that time, Fred, he became a liar.
Man.
He became such a notorious liar. But I'm sure every New Year's Eve he made a resolution.
Right.
I don't want to tell these lies anymore. I'm sure those young immoral girls, every New Year, they get to the stage, they think back like the prodigal son to their godly home. Now the peace and tranquility they used to have inside of their heart. Now when they were under the auspices of the word, and every year now looking at what they've become, you know, how they've sold themselves out to the things that they believe. I'm sure every New Year's Eve, it's just in human nature, people say, but this year it's going to be different. But the sad thing about it, it's not different.
That's right.
You know, you'll find December, by January the 2nd, 3rd comes along, like Brother Eddie was saying, with the planets now. Now when it's springtime, you know, summertime, and the sun is shining bright. You make a decision at that time that things are going to be different now. But with your fallen human nature, it just takes a little bit of the rotation of the earth. A little bit of time goes by. It starts tilting away from the sun, and the darkness comes back on you once again. And all the resolutions that you make, you find you can't keep those resolutions.
That's right.
Mm. friends. That's a sad thing to think about.
Right.
Amen.
And the prophet then speaks about the good intentions of men to start things new.
Nice.
There's something inside of us. We all want to start things new.
Amen.
We all want a new beginning. We all want, you know, when there's problems in the marriage, you want a new beginning. When there's problems in your health, you want a new beginning. You know, when there's problems in whatever area of your life, you'd always say, "Hey, if I could just start this over again, I would do it properly if I had another chance." He says there's other worthy things we can think of. Men with good intentions have tried to start things anew. And he says, look, they made the League of Nations. They said, look, we're tired of war. And they got the greatest men in the world together. They brought them in council and said, what can we do to stop these wars? How can we stop murdering our young people and their blood being shed on these foreign fields? And the mates, okay, let's make a League of Nations. Now that all the leaders can come together and discuss the problems. And the prophet says, when they made that, they came and said, we'll never have war again. And a few years later, there was World War II, which took more lives than World War I. And the prophet says, they meant well. Friends, it's not enough to mean well.
Right.
It's not enough just to have the right intentions. Now, your good intentions, it's good to have them, but they don't give you the power to overcome who you are.
Amen.
Good intentions
Amen.
Don't give you magical power to overcome the nature, the that's tendency
right.
that's inside of you.
That's
brought
right.
you into that situation.
That's
in
right.
the
that's right.
Amen.
It's not enough to have the good intentions. The prophet says, for example, the young married couple. Now you look at your marriage as you look back. He says there was a certain time they got married. They put their vows together.
Amen.
They pledged one to another their loyalty.
Amen.
They said, we will love, honor, cherish each other as long as we both live.
Amen.
But there come a time when something happened.
Amen.
They came up from that time.
Amen.
He says all of these things, good intentions, but they come to an end. All comes crumbling down beneath the feet of men. What is it? Why can't we keep these resolutions? Then he gets to the point. He says, but there's a time that where man can come to something that's eternal.
Amen.
You come to the sun.
Amen.
You come to
Hallelujah.
That never changes.
Hallelujah.
Right.
You come to that something that never fails.
Amen.
You come to that something that never loses a war, that
right.
never makes a wrong decision, that never has had a regret.
Amen.
He says, that's the time when man meets God. That's when something happens that's eternal. We do our mistakes, and we make our vows on New Year's night. And we only break them the next day. We turn new pages, we assign vows, we go to priests if we're Catholics and make confessions, and we sign pledges. We come to the altar and we turn new pages. But all of it's in vain. For the next time somebody crosses our path or something, the old temper comes right back up again. Every time we get into trouble or something, it happens again. Friend. Overcome yourself.
That's right.
It's impossible.
That's right.
Can the Ethiopian change his skin? The
no.
Can the leopard change its spots?
No.
So your resolutions are originating from you.
That's right.
Your resolutions are originating from fallen man.
Amen.
So your resolutions are fallen from the time that you give birth to.
Amen.
So how do you expect anything good to come out of your resolutions?
That's right.
But the prophet says, but there is a place where man can come to a time that will change him forever for the eternal.
Amen.
He that will come to me, I will in no wise cast out Jesus.
Amen.
A man can come to God and his whole eternal destination is changed.
Amen.
Friend, that's the greatest resolution of person.
That's right. Amen.
The greatest thing you can do is come to the end of yourself.
Amen.
The greatest resolution you can make is, I'm not going to make any resolutions anymore.
That's right.
Amen.
That's the greatest resolution that you can make. The greatest resolution you can make is, I'm going to go to Him.
Amen.
I'm going to arise. And I'm
Amen.
Going to go to my Father.
Amen.
And I'm going to say to my Father, I'm not
oh, yes.
worthy of the least of your blessings.
Amen.
That's the biggest resolution that a person
right.
can make.
Yes. right.
When you get to the end of yourself, when you get to those crossroads of life, that's God's opportunity.
Yeah,
that's when God draws near and God starts dealing with you. But he says, but if you turn away from him, you'll be a worse person than you ever were. Why? Every single one of us can see that.
Amen.
Look inside of your life and you've got your regret, you've got your tears, you've got your heartache that you're living with on a daily basis. Trace it back.
Amen.
There was a time you took counsel from the ungodly. There was a time you rejected the godly counsel of his words, of the message of the hour. There's a time that something came in. Friend, and from that time, it's just guaranteed. When you give darkness a foothold inside of your life, my friend, it doesn't stay as a foothold. It becomes a complete invasion. When you think, I'll just do a little bit of this, I'll just compromise a little bit, does it ever stop with just a little bit?
No.
When you say, let me just look at this little magazine, let me just see this picture of this woman who's not dressed right, does it end up there? It ends up now in things that you never would have imagined when you thought, let me just compromise a little bit here. That's because of our fallen nature. The prophet says, Abraham. He says, think of this man by the name of Abraham. That's been spoken of tonight. He says, there came a time he met God.
Amen.
And from that time he was changed. He could call things that were not as though they were because he had met God. And he knew the minute and the hour that God had changed him. Now, friend, that's the from that time that you want. And that's, I just wanted to say that before we go tonight. We just want to have a time of prayer.
Amen.
We just want to come before the Lord because I'm saying to you, in whatever situation you are, give God the opportunity.
Amen.
Let him come into your circumstances.
Yes.
Because he can change you.
Yes.
He's
right.
The only one who can change you.
Amen.
You can't change yourself.
Yes. Right.
He can reverse your situation.
Amen.
He says, I will restore sin.
Amen.
All of this. Yes. Imagine the palmer worm had his go in your life.
Right.
There was a siege in your life. The caterpillar, the canker worm, each and everyone, the locust, each and everyone eating at the fruits, eating at the leaves, eating at your joy, eating at your fellowship, eating right almost to the life. But it's never too late for the Lord.
Amen.
If you just make a resolution now to say, this year the difference, he's first.
Amen.
Like we said, we put a challenge in our youth to people when you testify to them to say, come to church. Don't miss a service for 3 months.
Lord is
Amen.
Come.
Amen.
Give
Amen.
God a go. Taste
Amen.
And see that God is here.
Oh, yes.
Come and fellowship. Straight from work, straight from college. Don't do a manual world defense, come and fellowship. And my friend, it almost never fails.
Amen.
Right. When you give God an opportunity to consistently work inside of your life, that darkness that has taken a hold, God is going to break that darkness.
Amen.
Because the entrance of his word bringeth light. And with this light, there can be no darkness.
Amen.
So the prophet says, that's when a man meets God. It changes his makeup. The believer, he gets something different. There was a time there was a man, Moses, had been trained in all the wisdom theology of God's word. As friends, we can know all the quotes of the message, we can know all the scriptures in the Bible. And we still have trouble at home, we still have trouble at work, we still have trouble in our finances. Like the brother was saying. He says, he knew it by the letter. He'd been in school, he had his degrees, he could teach the Egyptians. He knew it all by letter, but was a coward with it. But there came a time, that was God met him there in the burning bush.
Hallelujah.
And from that time on, Moses was changed because he met God in a burning bush.
Yes,
now, face to face with God, he couldn't be the same today.
Amen.
Oh, friend. As a believer, how you rejoice at the end of the year. That there was a time you met him face to face.
Amen.
He changed your
Thank
life.
You Lord. Amen.
Oh, friend, that was the new year.
Amen.
The real turning of time.
Right.
Right.
That was the real jubilee. He finishes off, he says, when a man or a woman, I don't care how many vows you make or how many new pages you turn, Until you meet God, you can't be changed.
Amen.
And you say, but how can I meet God? This is God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God is in
his
bride.
Amen.
God is in his message. Right. God is in his bride. How can you not be God?
Amen.
God is in his people. But many are sick and weakly. Why? Failing to discern the body of the Lord.
Amen.
You're waiting for some burning bush, some light like on the way to Damascus to come and strike in God. Says, no. I'm not in that dispensation anymore.
Sure.
Now I'm in my people.
Amen.
God in his people.
That's right.
When you recognize Christ in your brother, like Brother Wilmore was saying, you sit and you fellowship together with a brother like those lepers of Samaria. And friend, it can be the most unlikely person.
Amen.
You know, that person that you never ever would have thought, and God will put a word in that person's lips.
Hallelujah.
Which is exactly the key to your dream.
Amen.
And if you sense them enough at that time, you'll say, that's God speaking.
Amen.
That's how God works. And listen how good that it is. He says, once you meet God, then you change forever.
Amen.
He speaks about Moses and says, and it didn't only change Moses. It changed all of Israel.
Right.
That change in your life will change your family.
Amen.
That change in your life will change all the people that you fellowship with.
Yes.
He says it didn't only change Moses, it changed Israel. It changed Egypt. It changed the world at that time because one man met God and took him at his word.
Amen.
Friend, that's the power of the possibility, the power of the potential that you and I have going into this new year.
Amen.
We have the potential to change destinations of people.
Amen.
You have the power
Hallelujah.
To speak the word of life.
Amen.
And death.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's right.
The Bible says the, Paul says the word is in your mouth.
Amen.
You don't have to
Amen.
Call him down from
Amen.
The word is near you.
Yes.
On that word, you're in simplicity. You can just be anointed to testify to someone and change them from darkness to light.
Amen.
It's the power that we
Amen.
Have
Amen.
Inside of us. That's why the prophet says, what we need today is someone to meet God face to face.
Yes.
And to talk to him.
Hallelujah.
That situation when men meet God, things are changed.
Amen.
Now friend, don't just dismiss that and put it aside. And go from here and continue cranking your head and lying on your bed and asking other people and searching circumstances and situations. Like the brother was saying, you get on Facebook.
Yeah?
You get on Facebook and it's all the ungodly.
Right.
You get on YouTube. Friend, there's virtually nothing on YouTube that's going to help you.
That's right.
It doesn't originate from the message of the hour.
Amen.
It doesn't originate from the mind of God.
Amen. Mm.
And then he finishes off another prophet when he prays. And he says, let us pray when we bow our heads.
Mm.
He says, Lord Jesus, Son of God, I remember the time when I met you.
Mm.
Our friend, that's a good prayer.
Amen. Amen.
He said, Jesus, I remember when I met you, like Brother Craig was saying in his poem. Lord, I remember a miserable wretch.
Mm.
I was living a good moral life. Not running around drinking or gambling or smoking or so forth. But I knew, Lord, when death came stealing up in that hospital room some 20 years ago, there was something lacking in my life. And there I met God. And from that time, he says, from that time, Lord, I've tried to serve you. My life has been changed and everything looks different.
Amen.
And I'm so glad that I met you, Lord.
Mm.
And tonight, facing a new year, I'm glad to say that I can face it with the Spirit of the living God in my heart.
Amen.
Oh, friend, you may not have a lot of things that you want. You may not have a lot of things that you desire. But if you have the Spirit of the living God inside
Amen.
Of you, if God has given you that greatest of blessings, there's nothing in this year that lays before that you need to fear.
Amen.
Nothing in this year that you need to worry about.
Mm.
Because the answer's in you.
Amen.
He's already ministered that answer to you by his grace. Friends, as we look back over this year, we see all the good things that have been done.
Mm.
You know, we see the challenge of the word, even when the word came forth. you know, for us to stand. Let's make our stand.
Amen.
Amen.
The word comes forth to say, but hey, let us arise.
Mm.
No, let's not be selfish with the things that we've got.
Amen.
When we get ourselves into the camp of the Syrians. But let's remember, friends, that there's a lot of people that have never had it from that time.
Amen.
And my desire for you tonight, if there's anybody in that situation that you got to that crossroads and you made the wrong decision, the prophet says, very poor, one day you'll turn around and you'll come back to where you started.
Mm.
And you'll find that he's just as faithful and he's just as real as he was when you left.
Amen.
So that's my desire. Let's stand.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord for these. Let's really appreciate, you know, to us that are believers, we should really, really appreciate and worship the Lord, the Savior, say, Jesus. I remember when I was a wretch. I remember when I was trying to live a righteous life. But I just knew, Lord, there was something that was wrong inside of me.
Mm.
Lord, and all my resolutions would come to nothing. And all my good intentions, Lord, they never could change me.
Mm.
But then there was a from that time.
Amen.
And you yield yourself to him. You gave yourself over into his hands. And he did what you couldn't do. He took that death and he changed it into life. He took those burdens and he lifted them from you. And he ministered you into the liberty of the sons and daughters of God. Oh, friends, we should be grateful. But is anybody here this evening? And you're in that place. And you're looking back with regret and you say, I know it was wrong that time.
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted to ask the Lord, and you're saying, Lord, please, I know that you are a redeemer.
Amen.
I know, Lord, that you are the God of restoration. Amen. I know, Lord, that you are the one who can change the situation.
Amen.
And you wanted to look up to him to say, please, Lord, I acknowledge my faults. I acknowledge my shortcomings,
yes, Lord. Amen.
I acknowledge the ungodly counsel, Lord. I acknowledge leaning on my own understanding.
Amen.
Lord, I acknowledge allowing the enemy a foothold, whatever it was that's been inside of my life.
Amen.
But Lord, at this time, I'm not going to make any resolutions of changing myself. But Lord, I'm coming to you.
Amen.
The only one who can make the change.
Amen.
Say, Lord, change me.
Yes, Lord.
Change my circumstances.
Grant
change the situation.
Yes, Lord.
And I believe, my friend, that if you speak to him sincerely now, the change has already begun.
Thank you.
And as the brothers were saying, if you come back, if there's the end of this year, 2018, and we come back to this place, I believe you will have a testimony. You will say, from that simple time when I listened to that simple word and I made that simple decision, that was the turning point. That's when things changed inside of my life. Why not let's come before the Lord? Let's appreciate him, friends. Let's thank him for the goodness that he's bestowed. And let's speak sincerely to him before we go from our hearts. Let's come before the Lord.
Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your kindness, Lord. Father, this, Lord, Father, entering into the new year, Father, Lord, in this way, what a blessing, what a blessed place to be, Lord, blessed time to have had. Oh God, knowing you, Lord, Father, other people have started in this way, Lord, that are far from, Lord, the godly way. They've started, Lord, Father, with the wicked counsels, oh God. We've, Lord, Father, come tonight. Oh God, even in thine holy presence, oh God, Father, Lord, to partake, even of that divine nature, Lord, that grace, that, Lord, Father, has been bestowed unto us, oh God, Lord, that has been preserved, Father, for a time as this, oh God, Lord, that we come tonight, Lord, Savior, thank you, Lord, Savior, Father, for your mercy, Lord, Father, for the assembly of the brethren, Lord, Savior, God, for the word ministered, Lord, even upon this night, Lord, Father, the various gifts, Lord, Savior, Lord, in the word, they have, Lord, Savior, executed, Father, their word, Lord, Savior, God, Father, you guide us now, even as we part from this place, Father. Hear us, O God. Oh, Father, let us, Lord, say you never, Lord, say you shun thy grace, Lord. But let us always, Lord, come to this very place, Lord. Let this be, Father, Lord, that from that time, Lord, Savior,
Oh, Father, for many of people, Lord, even upon this day, that they would have changed, even amidst their lives, oh God. Lord, we give it all out to you, Lord. Bless, Lord, Savior, your children, Lord. God, the Max, Lord, Savior. Senior Lord and Junior Lord. Father, Lord, Brother, Lord, Savior, Elise. Brother, Lord, Savior, Mother, Lord, and the Pastor, Lord. Who have stood faithfully, Lord. Even upon this day, Lord, Savior, touch your people. Bless your people, Lord, Savior. That have come, Lord. Bless me, God, part of us, oh God. Yes, give us, Lord, Savior. Oh, Father, may we come again. Lord, Savior, to find us, Lord. Father, to worship me. Father, to keep the me, Lord, Savior. Let them be loved unto me, Lord, Savior, God. Father, we come out unto me, Lord. Bless your people. Give them generous as you see grace. In the Father's day, Lord, Savior. Father, we thank you, Lord, Savior. Give us the shout, Lord, in the Father's day. Father, you, Lord, Savior, you continue, Lord. Father, Lord, to restore. Take your full stand, Lord. And let us, Lord, Savior. Father, speak to me, Lord, Savior. Thy truth, Lord, Savior. The Lord, Father, you, Lord, Savior, have been good, Lord, Savior. Let, Lord, Savior, have it, but what does he do in the culture? But for the men of the co-pay, but Lord, Savior, to those, Lord, Savior, for homes, Lord, Savior, but in past houses, Lord, but in past places, Lord, to destroy, Father, Lord, upon you, Lord, Savior, we ask in your grace, for Lord, Savior, we ask in your mercy, Lord, Savior, for Lord, even upon this time, bless, Lord, Savior, that may be a testimony, Lord, Savior, not only to her, but Lord, to our family, Lord, Savior, Father, we give it all unto you, Lord, Savior, kindness now, Lord, Savior. Lord, you sustain us, Lord Savior. Direct us, Lord, in the Father's time. Lord, you, Lord Savior, grant grace, Lord. Father, to the many, Lord Savior. Lord, I'm not ready to make my brother shepherd, Lord. You are not ready to be, Lord Savior. But Lord, Father, let's not sign up in Lord Savior. I'm asking your grace for you, Lord Savior. I'm asking your mercy, Lord Savior. Lord Savior, Father, shelter, keep you. Lord, Father, food, restoration, Lord Savior. Sister, who do we see us tonight? Lord, in the name of Lord Savior, God bless, Lord Savior. Lord Savior, Lord, and keep us, Lord. Father, we depart from this place, Lord. For you know, Lord Savior, that this year, Lord of 18 to the Lord of the 18, there's much change, Lord Savior, in the way of our lives, Lord. Our habitations, Lord. Father, Lord, but you open doors. Lord, Father, from Lord, Lord Savior. Father, Lord Savior, Lord, Father, help me, Lord Savior. Oh, Father, we look to thee, Lord Savior. Trusting in thee, Lord Savior.
Condense quite a little bit of stuff inside of there, so we do appreciate everything. Everyone who ministered, everyone who ministered in song,
everyone
who ministered of testimonies, and everybody who's ministered to the Lord in the congregation as well,
yes,
in worship. And may the Lord grant us all a safe journey home.
Amen.
Among the drunkenness on the roads.
Amen.
Bring us safely home. And may the Lord bless you in this year. And
really Amen.
And may the Lord bless Father tonight as he goes tomorrow.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
To the saints there. Brother Tim Humes and the saints there. To with you.
Amen.
Wednesday night we have a special meeting just for anybody holding an office in the church. Because we need to come to elections. There's certain people who want to step down and different things. So please, everybody holds an office in the church, including ministers. Please, no normal service, but we'd like to have a special meeting to try to discuss some of these things. That'll be Wednesday night. And otherwise, let's push on in the new year.
Amen.
I believe good things are ahead. My soul testifies to you tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Saturday 11 o'clock here, and may the Lord guide and lead us. sing one more song if I join to ask Brother David to come.
Father God, we approach you, Lord. Father, at the break, at the dawn of the new year,
yes,
and Lord, how much we appreciate your grace and your mercies towards us, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, on a night like this, Lord, many people, Lord, are in the past, many are in parties, Lord. Father God, we don't rejoice to see fallen men in that condition, but yet, Lord, we appreciate your amazing grace, Lord, upon our lives.
Thank
Father
you.
Father God, a night like this, Lord,
yes,
we want to enter in calling upon your name. We want to enter in, Lord, giving song, giving testimony, Lord, of your goodness and your mercies, Lord, to us in our lives, Lord. And Father God, we say thank you. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you.
Yes,
Lord. You're so good to us, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, you're so kind to us, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, Father, Lord, there's no other way, Lord, that we want to start off this year, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, but to be in your presence,
Amen.
Heavenly Father, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this night, Lord. Father God, how you anointed the ministers, Lord. Heavenly Father, from the beginning right through to the end. Lord, it would be as though, Father God, they all sat down. Lord God, to plan, Lord, which way it would be. But yet we know that's not the case, Father.
Yes, Lord.
They just yielded themselves, Lord God, to your presence. And Lord, you knitted everything together, Lord.
Yes.
And we so much appreciate, Lord God, these men, Lord God, which you've given unto us, Lord. Father, Lord, which break the word, Lord, tirelessly, Father. Lord, the sacrifices that they make, oh Lord. Father God, every time we want to hear from you, Lord, you use them, Father God, time and time again. And we appreciate that, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for the word this evening, Father. Lord, we strive for perfection, oh God.
Oh, yes,
Lord. And even how your words spoke, Lord, that we put on the whole armor.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, Lord, and that, Father, if we'd find a way, Lord God, to break the siege of the enemy.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Lord, bring us even into your presence, Lord.
Amen.
Father, Lord God, we're so much privileged, oh Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, Lord, to sit at your feet. Amen. Father, how we thank you, Lord. We look forward to this year with anticipation. But Father, we thank you, Lord, for yesterday, Lord, for yesteryear.
Amen.
Father, so many good things you did for us, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Souls were saved, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we traveled many, many, many miles, Lord, and you kept us safe, Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father God, Lord, our children were baptized right here in this place, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, the fetters of the enemy that were around us,
Lord,
they were broken through the preaching of your word in this place,
Lord,
in the year gone by. Amen. Father God,
thank
Lord, many
you,
came to give testimony.
Amen.
Lord God, of their heart's desires, Lord. Amen. Father, that you met your children at their point of need.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we appreciate those things.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you even for the testimonies given this night, Lord.
Amen.
Father, how you were present help at a time.
Amen.
Of need. Lord, that when the enemy, Lord, tried to hinder and to stop, Lord, your children from, Father, going forward. But, oh God, you came as a mighty conqueror, Lord.
Amen.
Father, Lord, we so much appreciate and thank you for this, Lord.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you, Lord. Father, oh, the brothers who preach, Lord, traveled far and wide in the year gone by.
Amen.
You took them there. You blessed the saints there, Lord.
Amen.
And you brought them back safely, oh God.
Amen.
Father, we so much appreciate that, Lord. Father, the little things, but they're not little, Lord.
Amen.
Father, to see our children, our sons and our daughters.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, at a tender age, Lord God, in this darkness, Lord, where, Father, in the schools, they're trying to poison our children.
Oh.
Father, but the Sunday school teachers stood firm, Lord.
Amen.
Father, Lord,
thank
and
you,
we hear our children, Lord, speaking about you, speaking your name, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we thank you for that, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We don't take it for granted, Lord Jesus. Father, and we're trusting, oh, Lord, that as you've been with us, Lord, Father, you'll be with us in the year to come.
Amen.
So we pray, Lord God, tonight, Father, that if there's anyone who's discouraged, Lord, Father, that veil, Lord God, that shadow was broken by the preaching of your word.
Amen.
Father, and we're not going out of this place the same way we came in. Father, we're going out with victory, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, with a different song, oh Lord.
Amen.
Father, Lord, so we're committing ourselves to thee. Father, we feel safe, we feel secure.
Yes,
because, Lord God, we look forward to tomorrow. But, Lord God, we've committed ourselves to you, the one who holds tomorrow.
Amen.
So be with us, Father God. Be with us as we'll travel and leave this place. Father, we desire that the sweetness of your Holy Spirit will accompany us. Lord, to our homes, Father. Lord, to set a marker, Lord, for the year to come. Father, so that Satan can know, Lord, that his notice has been served.
Oh, yes,
God,
Lord.
Lord, where, Lord, he had reigned over us last
year. Yes, Lord.
But, oh, God, Lord, we're stepping into the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, to try, Lord, God, Father. Lord, to just yield ourselves to thee.
Amen.
So that your will can be done in our lives.
Amen.
Lord, God, we pray, oh, Lord, for the work, Lord, in Carlo, in Galway, Lord, in Cork.
Yes, Lord.
Father, God, in Donegal, Lord.
Amen.
Father, where Whenever this message is preached, we're asking you to prosper our way, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, Lord, may you please open up doors. Father God, Lord, that such as could be saved should be saved.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we pray even now, Lord God, we think, Lord, of Father, our fallen soldier, who's been promoted on to glory, Lord, Brother Samuel.
Oh, yes,
Father,
Lord.
Father, we appreciate the times we've had with him. And we're asking you, Lord, that the testimony of his life, Lord, may it encourage his family at this time.
Amen.
Lord, may it comfort them, Lord God, to know that, Lord God, he's gone to a better place, Lord.
Amen.
And one day, Father God, Lord, by your grace and mercy, these are the saints that we'll see, Lord God, before the rapture takes place.
Amen.
So, Lord, we thank you for all things, O God. Be with those saints at this time, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, Lord, be with us now. We thank you once again for the time we have. Bless the musicians, Lord.
Amen.
Father,
Jesus.
Lord, we so much appreciate
it. Thank you, Lord.
Bless every officer. Bless every mother here, Lord God.
Amen.
It's
Amen,
not easy, Lord.
Lord,
with the little children, but Lord God, Father, the special vessels that you've set aside, Lord, and we appreciate them, Lord.
Amen.
Father, be with us now. Be with every brother, every sister.
Yes, Lord.
Father, Lord, we commit ourselves to you once again.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
We want to ask you for traveling mercies for the youth, Lord.
Amen, Lord.
Father God, Lord, may they carry the fire that they have.
Amen,
Lord, to join together with the leak of fire, Lord, but the saints there. Let good things come out of it, O Lord.
Amen.
Father, let your name be glorified and exalted, O Lord, is our prayer.
Yes,
keep them safe as they travel. Be with our brother, Brother Danai, Lord.
Amen.
Father, Lord, who's been with us all this time, Lord God, has been a blessing unto us.
Yes, Lord.
We pray that, Lord, you grant him traveling mercies as he journeys back.
Yes, Lord.
Bless him, bless his family, bless the saints there, Lord, is our prayer.
Grant him.
Keep him safe as he travels, Lord. Father, it may be that we could have forgotten, Lord, to mention someone. But Lord God, you know all things.
Amen.
So we pray you undertake for us, Lord, where we fail thee, O Lord.
Grant it.
Father, we give thanks to you now. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And if you appreciate the young ones, be so attentive.
Amen.
Bless them.
Amen.
It's such a blessing, pray. Go and have to see how the children in the world behave these days. And then you see our guys, and like Brother David was going to baptize Daniel this year, and James, William, many of them, William just last week.
Amen.
It's what a blessing it is.
Amen.
We should let's sing that song, Count Your Blessings.
Amen.
Count them one by one. Let's see what God has done. And friends, that's a foretaste of what he desires to do this year.
Amen.
Let's sing that song, and then let's greet one another as we are
dismissed.
Amen. Hang up on life's pillows and come with me.